Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with an amazing offer for new customers. You bet just $1 on any NFL game, that's $1, and you'll win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That, my friend, is what you call a sure bet. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code KSN, bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means Andrew P. Shea is back in the house. And it also means, Andy, we've got to announce our winner from our Ask Ross segment, and that is Chris from Sinking Springs, PA. Ross informed me that that's right outside of Reading. So
that is. I knew where that was.
I did not, and I'm wondering if that played a part in Chris winning. We might need
an investigation
into how these winners are determined, Andy. All right. As always, you get the final word. You get the final word on what happened last week against Indiana, and you'll get the final word on the upcoming game with Iowa. As I always ask, Andy, the Indiana game last week, give me an observation you have that nobody else is talking about.
Zero flash in this game, but I think a lot of Penn State players put a lot of really good film down on themselves in this game, right? That is my biggest takeaway, is a lot of individual Penn State players put some pretty good film down on this one. And that was important, because the other really important thing that I took away was that I think is going to serve Penn State well in this game is they had zero impatience. And they did not try and force any issue and just let the defense guide the ship into port. In other words, Indiana said, we are not going to let you throw it deep and have those big plays and explosive plays. And Penn State's like, okay, that's fine with us. We're good. We're not going to force the issue. And I'm not going to try and play risk it or biscuit no matter what. We're just not going to take them. And that will serve them well going forward. And that takes a lot more discipline, because it takes the players, the offensive coordinator, and the head coach all kind of saying, we're okay with this. And that's not as easy as it looks when you've got like Jahan Dotson and Clifford with his big arm and Parker Washington with the, you know, catching him in a seam and running over the middle. Indiana just said, none of that's going to happen. That was their defense. We talked about that and said yes. And I was massively impressed the way Penn State showed the discipline not to push the issue. The defense gave them the out, but they still never went for it. Very impressive.
That's a really good point you make, Andy, because Indiana into that game, now there was only one point in this game, and that's when Sean Clifford threw the interception. That was the one mistake there. And Indiana had the ball in Penn State territory, in the red zone, and the defense completely shut them down. It could have very easily been 7-7 at that point, and perhaps a new game with Indiana having life. And you're right, the defense just – I'm not sure if they couldn't still be playing that game and Indiana still would not have made it into the end zone.
He got hurt, but Michael Penix Jr. and I said it last week, the eye test said this guy, it screams I'm not comfortable being out there at all, and it just continued for the better part of three quarters against Penn State, and they made it so, right? Like, make it so. The guy's struggling, make it so. They did that, so hats off to him, but the patience by the offense and the fact that individual players put some really good film down, that was important too.
Let's now turn our attention to Iowa coming up, and there's two main storylines, Andy, I think, from the Penn State perspective. Let's start with the one we talked a little bit about in quarter number one, and that's the Penn State running game. Everyone expects this to be a low-scoring, tight game. This is the kind of game where people just assume that you want to do you need a running game. There's going to be a point where you need the running backs to get you that first down. How concerned are you about that situation, especially after watching what happened last week?
I'm not concerned because I think they're going to take it off the table. And I kind of wonder if both teams are. Look, neither team's really good at running the ball, Jimmy. Neither is averaging 4 yards a carry. They're not very good. Neither team's good on third down either. They're both having sort of that same struggle. I mean, I think for this game, I think you put the game in Sean Clifford's hands and trust the wide receivers. Hint, hint at what I think might be a difference maker. I think you throw some wide receiver screens on third and two and third and three instead of trying to, you know, slam your nose into the heart of the Iowa defense. I really do. Go with your strengths. The running game is not a strength of yours right now. It's not a strength of theirs either. They have a really good defense. You have a really good defense. Somebody has to do something different. I think Penn State's shown it a little bit, right? I love the wide receiver screens. They work well. They're blocked pretty well. They look a little scary because the timing of them has to be really well, but they execute them really well. I think they could be a weapon in this game, especially on the road.
Well, James Franklin addressed this a bit in his press conference, and it was funny. In his answer, he both said, we've got to be able to make a first down when everybody in the stadium knows we're going to be running the ball. And we also have to have the defense feel threatened that we may pass the ball. So you can't have both of those things happen. To make the defense feel you're a threat to throw the ball on third and short, Andy, you've got to throw the ball on third and short.
Yeah, to me, this is the perfect game to do it, right? Like, this is the game where you almost have to do it because I don't think you can go into it, you know, thinking that you can run the ball on third and two or third and three for a first down. That if you have that as your expectation and you're a Penn State fan or you're even the Penn State coaching staff, you think third and three, we're good. Third and two, we're good. Well, no, you're not. I'd say probably 75 or 80% of the time you're not going to get it, particularly against Iowa's defense. So just do something different. Go different. How about a screen? How about a two-back set and a screen? How about you try that? See what Lovett can do in space in a two-back set and a screen. Come up with some different plans for third down and three and two and see if you can trust your quarterback and your playmakers to execute it. That's kind of going to be a key in this game.
It definitely will be, and I believe we will see that. The other topic that comes up here, Andy, in this game, the narrative is Iowa's ability to force turnovers. They have 12 interceptions in just 5 games. I'm not a math major, but I believe that averages out to over 2 interceptions per game. Right. Is this simply, will Sean Clifford make that mistake, make those turnovers that gives Iowa a short field, or will he not do that? Is that what this game is about?
It's a huge part of this game. Penn State has three turnovers all year, right? I think that's the right number. I think Sean's got 2 interceptions, right? And don't forget, I mean, the 12 is right. Against Indiana, Iowa had turnovers. Against Iowa State, I mean, interceptions. Against Iowa State, Iowa had interceptions. Against Maryland, they had 6 of them last Friday, right? So they got 6 of them against Maryland, but they're still a takeaway defense. The takeaway is like a fuel for this Iowa football team, for the entire football team. Their offense feeds off of it. Their defense lives on it. They play on the edge, right on the edge, I would like to add, that they are taking risks. They do not care. They're aggressively confident that they are going to get those swipes. They are, and they're fueling their offense, and they are actually winning football games via the turnover. Because if you look at Iowa and you think, oh, well, they're a real sound team, and you think, okay, yeah, they are a pretty sound team, but do you know their running game stinks and they can't convert on third down? How are they winning? Well, they have a pretty good defense. It's not great, though. It's not full of NFL guys and playmakers. They're swiping the ball away. So taking care of the ball, above everything else you talk about or think about this game, if Penn State has, I'd say the number is two. If Penn State has two turnovers, they're losing. Guaranteed. In a game like this, with this kind of defense, you turn the ball over twice, you're going to lose a football game. You know, it's a one turnover margin, and zero is better than one in this case. It could be a game changer. Zero turnovers is a game changer for Penn State, in my opinion. Two turnovers by Penn State is a game changer for Iowa, in my opinion.
I agree with you, Andy, because I'm not sure how good Iowa is. I think what makes them good is how well they've been playing defense, how good their defense is. Well, that's dependent on, has been dependent on these turnovers, specifically the interceptions that they've created. I'm wondering if that aggressive play is something Penn State could use against their defense. So that will be interesting to see. All right, Andy.
A more level playing field.
It's that time. It's time for a prediction and a bold prediction.
So I think there is one difference in this game. I had to split hairs, and to me it's a huge advantage for Penn State, and I see it. It's a tough road game. They have significantly more talent and depth at the wide receiver position. To me, that is the game changer for Penn State if they're going to win this game. Jahan Dotson, Parker Washington, and Keandre Lambert-Smith are, my honest opinion, they're better than any wide receiver that Iowa has on its roster. You have to take care of the football. I think the fact that what Indiana did last week defensively helps Penn State. So I'm going to pick Penn State 2017.
Very good. And how about a bold prediction, Andy?
It has to be. For Penn State to win this game and the way I see it playing out, my bold prediction is Penn State has zero turnovers. For them to win the game, it has to be zero turnovers for them to win this football game. That's just the way I see it.
All right. Well, here's my prediction. I have it 24-17 Penn State. I just do think they have more good players than Iowa does on the offensive side of the ball. I think Sean Clifford's the better quarterback. I think the receivers are better. They'll be able to make more plays on that side, especially if they could hold down the turnovers. And my bold prediction is, for the last several weeks, defensive have been trying to take away that over the top. This time, Penn State will take advantage of Iowa's aggressive defense. They're going to have a big play, a big strike for a touchdown. And that is it for our show. Thank you, Andrew P. Shea, and thank you all for listening. And be sure to join us again next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.